So this month, we've been spending some time at the lake. It is, after all, National Lake Appreciation Month. You can check out our talk with people behind that move to preserve and protect lakes. Find out how you can participate by testing your own lake's water. We also talked about the best lakes in the U.S. and heard from a lot of you. Here's a little more of what listeners had to say.
This is Brandon Bach, and I'm calling from Olympia, Washington. And today I want to share a little secret with you about the Squaw Lake chain outside of Medford, Oregon, my favorite place to camp. It takes hours to get there on a dusty road that you think will never end, and typically temperatures are well over 100 degrees. But the hike and camping is second to none. Rocky bluffs where your tent can literally perch, and if you feel the need, you can cliff dive in the morning right outside your tent door. There are rope swings that will send you so far into the stratosphere that you think you'll never hit the cold water below. But when you do, it'll take your breath away.
Hi, it's Elizabeth Heron calling from Coventry, Rhode Island, the Ocean State. But I'm calling about my favorite lake there. Johnson's Pond is a great place for water skiing, tubing, and all things water sports. And it's had a long history for my family, with multiple generations enjoying the family summer home on the lake. That's also enabled them to see how much things have changed over the decades. The loss of blissful summers of moms and kids hanging out together lakeside, as most women went to work and the lake house became a weekend retreat or a daily home. Great memories, but a sense of sadness that our kids won't have the same summer-long experience that their parents and grandparents had. But it's still a great place to watch the next generation learn how to water ski.
And Elizabeth there hit on something we want to talk about today, the lake house. The fortunate few who have a summer place passed down through generations, sometimes the same moldy mattresses with blue and white ticking. One of my great regrets, an aunt I'd hardly met left my family a house on Tupper Lake in upstate New York. I remember one visit, my grandmother clutching the pots and pans she insisted on bringing. The most impossibly clean, cool water, thick forest shade. But Dad had some money problems, had to sell it for $6,000. I looked up Tupper Lake real estate. Oh, look, there's a house now for $3 million. But that's a problem with lake houses, as we'll hear. From the Ewing family of Spokane, Washington, they've had cabins on the shore of the nearby Newman Lake for over 80 years. We're joined by two generations now, Father Jim and his son Eric Ewing. Jim, Dad, you know how these cabins can appreciate. I understand you still have some paperwork from when your family acquired a lot on the shore of Newman Lake in 1934. How much did they pay?
$275.
Yes.
And they paid 7% interest on the
right,
loan.
Right. And I'm sure there's a higher price on it, but probably priceless for your family. Eric, would you say?
Absolutely.
Eric, why don't you describe it for us? What's it like?
The property itself, there's three lots, and there's six cabins on three lots. And the middle lot has four cabins built on it, and we're all related. We're all there's cousins, aunts, uncles, everybody. And it's amazing. They're my lake family.
Yeah.
In the realm of cousins, they might be 17th or 25th cousins. I really don't know. But on the weekends and during the summer, they're the lake family. We see them Memorial Day through Labor Day. And, you know, we're all out there. We boat and, you know, we have a floating dock out in the middle of the bay where we play King of the Dock. And that's what I grew up doing. And now my kids are almost overtaking me at King of the Dock. And it's just, it's amazing.
As I'm sure you overtook your dad, Jim Ewing, again, you have this original legal document showing this sale to four couples. One, your grandparents, James and Florence Wilbert, the parents of your mother, Wanda. Did you really understand when you were growing up what this could be, that it could be a decades, generation-long investment?
I really did. I knew it would just go on for a long time. The closely knit group, everybody got along good. Like I say, there was no doubt in my mind it would go on for generations.
But we're reading about so many other families who run into trouble, because especially when you share it with relatives, and either of you chime in, you know, at some point there might be a relative who needs to sell or who wants to sell as the land appreciates. I'm sure around you people are building very grand lake homes, which raises your taxes.
Robin, that's correct. And you're absolutely spot on. In our bay, there are probably, 12 lots. And three or four of those older cabins have been purchased and demolished, and homes in the area of probably easily $500,000 or $600,000 have been built. So, because the value of some of the other lots, you know, the value of the homes on them and the prices they're willing to pay for the lots has increased the value of our lots, which is good to a point, but that affects the taxes, and we're trying to, you know, keep them down so that the family members can afford to keep the cabins and not be forced into selling them.
I'm reading about over in Lake Coeur d'Alene where some of the taxes up, you know, $12,000. And this is a seasonal cabin.
That's a very popular lake. And, you know, we're having retired football players and actresses and actors buying homes there. And it's a vacation paradise there. And it's probably increasing in value faster than our cabins at Newman Lake.
Yeah. Well, and again, the pressure is on families who've had it for generations to sell, either because they can't afford the taxes or they can't resist what they might get for the land. And, Eric, what are they losing? What has this done? You have four sons, you mentioned. What has this done to have this retreat?
You know, for me, I think the one thing that really stands out is there's no other place that I would rather enjoy the calm and the chaos that can be the lake with kids. You know, I remember when I was a kid, it was from the time in the morning that we got up. I was waiting for my cousins to get up, and we would play until our parents made us go to bed. And that's how my kids are now. And sometimes it seems a little chaotic, but there's no better place for it.
Yeah.
And then the calmness, you know, the lake in the morning, you know, when I get up before the kids and the lake is just a sheet of glass and it's very peaceful. It's just, it's amazing.
Yeah. And at night when there's that quiet and then the peepers, that's it. Jim, what do you do? What have you done on the lake memories?
Well, I'm going to go back a little ways. When my mother was probably back in the early 1940s or late 30s, she was well into her teens, and there were two dance halls on the lake built out over the water. And she would tell, on a Saturday night, they would be all lit up with live bands playing music, and you could hear the two dance halls were across the lake from one another, and she said you could hear the music clear across the lake. And she said the rowboats were just going back and forth. You know, the boys were checking out the girls across the lake at the dance hall. And if the parents were at one dance hall, the teenagers would row over to the other one, that type of thing. And I can remember basically in my early life those dance halls. They were getting pretty decrepit and eventually were torn down. But I know that was a highlight back then.
Oh, my God. It's like a scrapbook with water. I don't know what the answer to this is, but do you Ewings consider yourselves wealthy?
Wife and I are both retired and, not wealthy, but, comfortable.
I tell people in my business, I time races and so running races and triathlons and stuff and I'm not getting rich doing that, but my wealthy is getting to spend, Wednesday through Thursday or whatever at the lake with my kids.
Yeah.
There's a radio commercial for North Idaho, playing North Idaho, that runs on our radios, and it says you only get 18 summers with your kids. And so I really try to make the most of that. And we're super lucky to have the lake places to take advantage of that.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You are not wealthy, but you are rich in, having this this spot. Thank you, James and Florence Wilbert, I'm sure you say.
absolutely. They were the inspiration.
Well, thank you so much, Jim and Eric Ewing, talking about the lake house they've had for generations now on Newman Lake outside Spokane, Washington. Thank you.
Robin, thank you.
Thank you.